It's time for Draft Buzz, and we're going to look at the Eagles' 5 draft picks, starting at number 49 overall. But, Fran, before we get into the selections, I have to give it up for David Akers.
Ah.
The phenomenal job that he did representing Eagles fans in Dallas. It was tremendous because I think a lot of people thought that you're sending the kicker, your Hall of Fame kicker, you know, when you have a chance to rub the Super Bowl trophy in the face of those Dallas Cowboys fans and in front of all Texas as the entire NFL stage is watching there at AT&T Stadium. And David Akers delivered. It was a 65-yard field goal with distance to spare.
Just throw a Mummer's outfit on him.
That's
there was two legendary speeches in one offseason for the Eagles. It was awesome.
It was absolutely awesome. So, first pick. Well, let's go start at number 32. The Eagles, end of the first round, 32nd selection comes up, and they decide to make a trade with the Baltimore Ravens. And thank goodness that Lamar Jackson was still on the board. That's a huge help for the Eagles. And we have talked throughout the entire process here on the Journey to Draft podcast that the Eagles really need a quarterback to be there at 32 to really sweeten the pot there for a team looking to move up. And the Baltimore Ravens did just that, sacrificing a 2019 second-round pick as well as a flip-flop of fourth-round picks, but the Eagles moving back to the 52nd overall selection. But seeing how the board's falling, they decide to make a move up, and they send a fifth-round pick to the Indianapolis Colts for the right to go to number 49 overall, and they take Dallas Goedert out of South Dakota State, 6'5", 260-pound tight end.
I love the pick. You know, coming into the draft, Dallas Goedert was a top 25 player for me coming into the weekend, so certainly a guy that I was excited about getting it with the 49th pick. What I love most about Dallas Goedert are his ball skills, his ability to finish at the catch point. He makes routine catches look very easy, but he also makes those tough catches look really easy, whether he's going up with one hand or he's making it in traffic or he's taking a huge hit if there's a defender on his back. I mean, he can do it all in terms of winning at the catch point. I'm a big fan of this, and it also allows the Eagles to continue playing the way that they did in 2017 in terms of using multiple tight end packages. That 12 to the 13 personnel packages with two or three tight ends, you know, the ability to create mismatches off of that and then also force defenses to play a certain way from a coverage standpoint. Maybe they don't feel too comfortable. And so that really, when you have versatile tight ends and you can spread everybody out, there's only a few different ways that teams can now say, okay, we feel comfortable playing in coverage against that kind of personnel grouping. So when you've got the ability to play that way, it doesn't just help Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. That helps everybody else across the rest of the roster.
So the Eagles not having a third-round selection, so they got to wait till the fourth round. And they have two fourth-round selections. The first of them, they take cornerback Avante Maddox out of Pittsburgh. Credit to Tommy Lawler, who in his final Eagles-only mock draft nailed the selection, which he tends to get one or two every year. So I don't know if he has Howie's ear or how that's working. But nonetheless, 5'9", 180 pounds, played primarily on the outside. Yep. But I would have to say, Fran, he's probably going to move to the inside at some point here in the NFL.
Yeah, because of his height. Yeah, and that'll be the big thing. Now, what you like about it is that he's got the skill set, a lot of the traits that you look for inside in the slot. So, yeah, while he is undersized, he's explosive in terms of his straight line speed, but he's got what they call twitch. He's got that quickness, that change of direction, the ability to stay in the hip pocket of a receiver. He's got the foot quickness to be able to do that and play with a receiver on a two-way go. Now, he doesn't have experience doing it from the slot, so that's why it may take a little bit for him to be able to get acclimated there on the inside. But he's got all the tools to be able to do that. He plays very competitive. He's a strong run defender. He's not afraid to come downhill and lay a hit on a ball carrier. I like that from him. He's going to need to be able to do that because when you're in the slot, you play closer to the ball, which means you're closer to offensive linemen. There's just more bodies. You've got to be able to survive in traffic, and he's got the ability to do that. He's a very good blitzer. He's a smart player, an instinctive player in zone coverage. The Eagles play a lot of zone, so there's a lot to like here. He's known for his leadership. He was a team captain. He can play special teams. There's a lot to like with Avante Maddox.
In the fourth round, they got Avante Maddox out of Pittsburgh. Then 5 picks later at 130 overall, they took the edge rusher Josh Sweat out of Florida State, who, Fran, we did our reporter mock draft extravaganza podcast here right before the draft, and the Tennessee Titans had selected him 25th overall. So certainly was in play. I mean, and there were other mock drafts that kind of had flirted with the name Josh Sweat there toward the end. To get him in the fourth round, tremendous, tremendous value.
Right off the hoof, you've got great size and great athleticism. The guy is an explosive athlete uphill. He's got the ability to win on the other side of the line of scrimmage and make plays both against the run and the pass. He's got really good flexibility in his lower half. So he's got the ability to win as a pass rusher. Now, the reason why the numbers weren't outstanding were because he played in a system where he wasn't necessarily asked to just line up out wide and get after the quarterback. He played a lot close to the ball, you know, as a three technique, as a four eye or five technique, almost what, think back to under Chip Kelly and Billy Davis where Fletcher Cox played. That's kind of where Josh Sweat played over the course of his career. Obviously, a different kind of player.
And you're thinking like, Josh Sweat is 6'5", 250, exactly, and Fletcher Cox is, you know, 6'3", 305,
310. So he played a lot different in terms of the overall position that he had to play, the role that he had to play in that defense. But all of the physical tools are there for him to be unleashed and get after the quarterback. And he's never played in a system like what he's about to enter into here in Philadelphia. I think that that's going to be really exciting for him. Obviously, the reason why he fell was because of the issues around the knee. He heard it back in high school. And I think he was a tweak that happened in 2016. So something that he had to work through. And that's one of the reasons why he fell. But overall, you love the upside. He's got the ability to be a quality starter in the NFL. He's got really, really good traits.
So we go now to the sixth round. And the Eagles staying along the line of scrimmage, the lines of scrimmage, because they go to the offensive side with the 206 overall selection, taking Matt Pryor out of TCU. And Dave Spadaro, Eagles insider, said this coming out of the draft room. They look at him as, you know, Big V part two, basically.
He's a big kid. He played both right guard and right tackle for the Horned Frogs. He's 6'7", just under 350. He's got 35-plus inch arms. He's got 11.5 inch hands, which that's the largest mitts of any offensive lineman drafted in the last decade. So to give you an idea of how big his hands
Fran
are.
Brand researches this, so there's no question about it.
No, I didn't miss on this one. 11, at least by the numbers I've got. 11.5. Like the 12, I said this when we drafted him, those 12-inch rulers they used in grade school, he's a half inch smaller than that. That's how big his hands are. So a guy that obviously he's got the ability to move people up front.
This Matt Pryor kid is going to be a big boy.
That's a big boy.
To say the very least. But again, you know, Big B, Halapula Ivaiti, Vitae coming out of TCU as well. Started left tackle for the Super Bowl. Was a fifth round selection. You know, a little rough around the edges, but you give him a coach like Jeff Statlin, you can make it happen.
And Pryor's a big boy.
Well, that's
you get to
I
a
know.
Different kind of animal next with a seventh round pick.
So last but certainly not least, the Eagles at 233rd overall in the seventh round, taking the Australian rugby player Jordan Mailata, played for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, which basically is a rabbit. But an amazing story. You know, the fact that he's just turned 21 years old, he's 6'8", 347 pounds. And apparently, I think Mike Mayock said this on the broadcast, that close to 300 of those pounds are lean muscle. Like, there's very little body fat on this guy.
If you watch the YouTube highlights from his rugby days, you would believe it.
And again, the Eagles sent the Patriots their pick, which was originally 250 later in the round, and a seventh round pick next year. So they knew that they had to get ahead of some teams and that they weren't going to be able to sign him as a rookie free agent. The Eagles brought him in for a pre-draft visit, and apparently Jeff Stoughton loves the kid, was absolutely enamored with him.
I'm excited. I cannot wait to watch him, not just the spring as he's getting his feet wet, but I can't wait to watch him this summer, not just the early training camp, but then the preseason games. Fourth quarter preseason, I'm ready to go, man. I can't wait to watch this kid put on pads and get after people.